From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on Syria. But the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has also been in talks with his Russian counterpart.
We're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
President Obama says he instructed Kerry to keep working at discussions with the Russians about Syria. U.S. and Russian military officials have been meeting for weeks to try and work out the terms of the deal. Previous ceasefire agreements have failed to last for long as both backs opposite sides in the five-year war. President Obama will now head to a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Laos, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country. During the summit, Obama may meet Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, who on Monday warned the U.S. president not to question him about extrajudicial killings in his country and the crackdown on drug trafficking.
We will always assert the need to have due process and to engage in that fight against drugs in a way that's consistent with basic international norms. And so undoubtedly, if and when we have a meeting, that this is something that's going to be brought up.
U.S. President Barack Obama. The partially built parking garage in Israel collapsed, injuring 18 people, trapping at least three others. There were no immediate reports of fatalities on Monday. This is VOA News. Facing intense international pressure, South Sudan has agreed to the deployment of a 4,000-member regional protection force approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. The decision by President Salva Kiir, who in August rejected more peacekeepers, came a day after the 15-member Security Council visited Juba and warned sanctions if the peacekeepers were not accepted. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Japan's cabinet secretary said the launch is a clear act of provocation, not only to his country, but to the international community. Considering the timing of its launch, coinciding with the G20 summit held in China's Hangzhou, a U.S. official attending the summit condemned North Korea's action, calling the missile launches a threat to both aircraft and maritime vessels operating in the region. A suicide bomber wearing an Afghan police uniform detonated near the Defense Ministry in Kabul Monday, killing at least 24 people, including police officers, army forces, and injuring dozens more. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the Kabul attack that came as Afghan security forces on Monday retook control of a key district from the Taliban in the volatile northern province of Kunduz. The commander of the U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan said last week that more than 900 Afghan soldiers and police personnel were killed in July alone. Demonstrators rallied against Brazil's president, Michel Temer, on Sunday, with signs reading, "Temer out, an election now." Tens of thousands were protesting against the new government after Dilma Rousseff was impeached last week. Reports say it was the largest demonstration against Temer since he was sworn in as president for the remainder of Rousseff's term through 2018. Rousseff was ousted by the Senate for what they said was her mishandling of federal funds. She denies doing anything wrong. And today is the American holiday known as Labor Day, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Labor Day in the U.S., the first Monday in September, and became an official holiday in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. For decades, cities used the occasion to stage large parades honoring unionized workers. For details on these stories and much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.